Okay. The Parshas Devarim begins with a discussion of the rules of Dayanus, that the first parak focuses on the rules of what it takes to be a judge. And Moshe Rabbeinu is told that he is supposed to select qualified judges. It says, number one on the sheet, Havu lachem anashim chachamim unavonim yiduin l'shivteichem v'asi mein b'rosheichem. Right? We actually discussed this pasuk last year on Dvarim from a different angle. But he says, go and choose wise people, people that have understanding, etc., and put them in, and put them over the, as the heads of you. Rashi is a very odd statement. He says, anashim. Why does it say men? V'chitava al datcha nashim? Could you possibly think women?
Oh my God.
Right? Ma tomer omer anashim? What does it mean? Anashim tzadikim. That obviously, Rashi says, obviously, it didn't have to tell us that only a man could be a judge. Why would I think otherwise? Would it be possible that there would be a Supreme Court justice that is female?
Unless her name is Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Or Ilana Kagan. Or any other. So the rule is you can only be a female nowadays Supreme Court if you're Jewish. Right? Two-thirds... What? Sotomayor, it's true. Or from the Heights. So Rashi thought it was something obvious that of course a woman can't be a judge. So I'd like to discuss this evening as to whether Rashi's assumption was such a safe assumption, and in fact whether or not female justices are allowed in the Jewish system.
Well, you might be able to interpret it differently. You could say, he's saying, sure, women can have it. The word is there only to specify that they have to be righteous.
Well, again, I because your wife, I thought, might choose us over the Olympics today. clearly, I chose that role. Everyone in Wayu Torah world know that Helen Horowitz is not here tonight because she's watching the Olympics. But if you look, we do actually have the English, which is helpful. It says, would it enter your mind that women could be chosen? I don't think that really translates the way you translate it. I think it might be a little different.
But I like this translation.
Would anyone in there... are you so out of your skull that you would think that?
Oh, my God.
Right? We will discuss that.
Of course she's coming up.
We will get there. So that's the question. That's why I wanted to discuss this idea about women justices. We start with a Mishnah and Gemara in Shavuos, which says, Shavuos ha'edus noheges ba'noshim v'lo b'noshim. What is Shavuos ha'edus? There is, in the event that I have a case, I have a right to go over to you and say I'd like you to testify on my behalf. If you refuse, I could force you in certain cases into swearing that you don't have testimony. And in the event that it is found out that you did have testimony, what is the punishment? You bring a korban. Actually, there's a sacrifice special for that case. So the Mishnah tells us that only applies to men and not to women. So why not?
Exactly, why not?
Because women can't serve as aides.
Oh, so that's what the Gemara says. Because, so the Gemara says, Ma'aminahani mili. How do we know this to be true? Turn around, the Amdu Shnei HaNoshim. And the two men will stand there. The Adam Akasu Vidabris. That's who's going to stand there? It's talking about the witnesses. At Omer Be'edim. So it says, well, how do they refer to the Adam, the witnesses, as Anashim, men? So it says, what's it? At Omer Be'edim, O Eno Elo Baridinim. Well, maybe it's not talking about the witnesses. The two men that will stand there are the parties, not the witnesses. Kisha Omer Asher Rehem Hariv. It says, right, Harei Baladin and Omer, Hamani Mekayim Amdushne HaNashim Be'edim HaKosim Medaber. So the Gemara here explains that, no, it can't mean that. It has to mean we're talking about witnesses. Afterwards, the Gemara goes back and forth, and eventually it says, no one's ever going to make an argument that women can't be party to a case. There's nothing in the event that a woman has a case, she has a right to bring it. So the Amdu HaNashim can't be talking about the parties, because the parties clearly
could be a female too.
Right. Could be a female. So therefore when it says it has to be men, it means witnesses. So we see from this Gemara quite clearly that what? that women cannot be witnesses in a case. Step number one.
Even if she has really vital information?
Even if she has really vital information.
Uh-huh.
That's what it seems here. Okay? I'll just let you in on the fact that practically we in the Basin of America do allow women to testify. How many exceptions can you name? Kashrus, I hope so. I see you've been watching the kitchen again, I see. Right, be Isurin. But that's not Avis. That's Naamanis. That's a different story. There's only really one case where a woman is Naamanis. No, that's also Isurin. That's also Isurin. That's not Dav Shaver. We discussed that earlier
I'm
in the summer.
The nuance on the difference.
Right. So again, that's not what in the event. So let's say I get invited over by the title medals for. So I say, is it kosher? So Yitzhak says he doesn't know, he didn't actually cook. Right. Right.
Yes.
Michelle says yes. So I say to her, okay, will you, do you swear to?
No.
That's the end of it.
I say, well, thank you for having us. Right. So I don't turn around and say. So tell me, Michelle, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? This isn't testimony, right? That's the difference.
She's vouching.
Right, she's vouching, right? And she's believed. The only case where a woman would testify and be believed actually would be in the case of Aguna.
Correct.
That's also special.
Right, that is the exception.
Is it made Bali or what?
Anyone, or either Bali or someone else. That was Jenny. Who did not listen to watch the Olympics, but rather came to shear. So that's rule. That's step number one. Step number two is a Mishnah and Gemara in Nida. So the Mishnah says, "Kol ha-kosher ladun kosher lahaid." Anybody who can be a judge can testify. V'yesha kosher lahaid ve'eino kosher ladun. There are people out there that can testify. But they can't be a judge. So again, in the event that I could be a judge, I could testify. Now, therefore, if I can't testify, could I be a judge?
Sounds like no.
Sounds like no. So if I would tell you step one, that women can't testify, and step two, that anyone who could judge can also testify, that would indicate that Women cannot judge. If you put these two Gemaras together,
A implies B, and then not B implies not A.
Correct. This is logically, it makes sense. Now, the Gemara in Bava Kama says that, discusses women's roles when it comes to the Beis Din in general.
It says, V'yeshik kasher l'hayin.
Some people can testify, but they can't judge. But anybody who can, but right, has to be able to testify, right?
Or they couldn't be a judge.
Like, for example, you are a man, you are allowed to be a judge, but you're a korah, you cannot testify in that particular case, right?
Well, no, but if you can't testify, you also can't judge in that case.
Yeah.
Just like you can't testify on behalf of
in general, you could be a judge, but
right.
So
that's
where
the nasadayan comes from. It's the same idea.
Right, so it would seem by putting these two together that a woman would not be allowed to be a judge. The Gemara says that in general, men and women are equal in Beis Din. Hanoshim b'kal hanezek. So the Gemara says that when it comes to the case of nezek, of damages, what we call torts, women are the same. So the Gemara says who? Menani mili. So it says, Amarav Yehuda, Amarav, Vechein Tanu de Beir Bishmal, Amakra, Ish O Isha, Kiyasa, Bekol Chataos. If a man or a woman does a sin, Hishra Kosev, Isha Le Isha Chol Onchin Shebatara. When it comes to punishment, men and women are treated the same. Do they Rabbi Elezer Tana, Ve'el Mishbashtim Asher Tosim Lefneim. And these are the rules you shall set beforehand. By plural, Hishra Kosev, Isha le'ish l'chol dinim shebetara. When it comes to any case of din, any law case, they're also treated the same. Devei chizki of Rabbi Yosef glila tana amakra vehemis ish o isha hishra kosev ish le'ish l'chol mitzvah shebetara. Then when it comes to the death penalty, men and women again are treated the same. The Gemara explains, why do I need three different proofs from three different cases? It goes back and forth. If I had this one, if I didn't have that one. That's the rest of the Gemara here, if you'd like to see why it needs all three. But the bottom line is, it says, in all of these cases, men and women are the same. Particularly focusing on the second one, it says, Eila ha-mishpatim asher tasim lefneim. These are the laws that you should set before them. Well, who is the them?
I assume the people.
All men.
So, before them, the Gemara understands, before the judges.
Oh, before the judges?
Right? So, if you look at Rashi in Mishpatim, it says, Lifneim v'lo lifnei Akum. You have to go to a Jewish court, you can't go to a non-Jewish court. So it's interesting, the Gemara seems to be indicating that Pasuk, right? It says, Lifneim v'lo hidiotos. You're supposed to go to judges, you're not supposed to go to people that are not qualified. But then it says that men and the women are the same. So on the one hand, there seems to be an indication from the Gemara in Bava Kamma that perhaps women and men are treated the same when it comes to judges. On the other hand, if you put the other two Gemaras together, women can't judge, and if women can't judge, right, and the women can't testify, and if women can't testify, it would seem that they can't judge. So Tosfos is bothered by this. Tosfos is bothered by two things. One is the implication here seems to be that women can judge. And two is what that which has been bothering Yossi, and that's what about Devorah? Right? Devorah was shofetes. Shofetes is the feminine of shofet. Shofet means judge. So Tosfos asked this question in two different places, and some of the answers overlap and some do not. Tosfos says, "Asher tosim lifneihem hishve akosuv isha leish." So it says in our Gemara one that these are the rules you should set before them. We treat men and women the same. Tema, ha lifneihem lo ari ela b'ksherim ladun. That's talking about what are we learning from there? We said those are people that can judge. Lifneihem v'lo lifnei akum. That's be Jewish. Lifneihem v'lo lifnei hediotos. They have to be qualified. So if you tell me Hishva Isha Leish, you tell me that men and women are the same, so I would assume that women can judge. There could be a madam justice. The chain darshinam beperek basra de gittin, lifneim v'lo lifnei hediotosh. It says there that you can do it before lifneim, you set the case for them, but not before people that are unqualified. However, so the implication is that women should be allowed to judge cases. However, we know, Tosfos says, Isha Psua Ladun. We know that a woman can't. Why? Because of the other two Gemaras. Ditznan, Beperek Ba Simon, Kol HaKasher Ladun, Kasher Lahaid. Anybody who can judge has to be able to testify. Isha Psua Lahaid. And a woman cannot testify. Kidam Rinan Bahachovel, Beperek Shavuos Eidos. It says in Gittin Shavuos that they're not allowed to testify. So how is this working out? On the one hand, this Gemara seems to imply that they could. On the other hand, you put the rules together, they can't. So Tosfos in Bava Kamma offers the following interesting answer. So this is interesting. What did it say? It said whoever can judge can testify. So the first answer Tosfos says, the real way you should read that Gemara, it should say any man that can judge can also testify. Meaning that there are a lot of reasons why a person cannot testify. Yossi mentioned you can't testify if you're a relative. Right? I can't testify. Right. You know, if I bet on the if I bet on the Bronco game, right? Right? Right. There's various reasons. Right. If
I'm a bookie, is not
what?
Bookie.
What?
Right.
So there's a whole list of reasons. So the question is, So it says anybody who does the type of sin or has the type of relationship where they're not allowed to testify, obviously they can't judge the case either. I can't testify on behalf of my sibling, so I can't sit as a judge. But the whole rule doesn't apply to women. The rule that only somebody who only somebody who could testify could judge, that doesn't apply to, that's only a rule that applies to men. Now, based on this answer of Tosfos.
Wait, how do we know that?
Well, Tosfos says we're stuck. On the one hand, Bava Kamma seems to indicate that women can be judges. On the other hand, it says only people who can testify can judge.
Right.
So that's what he said. The answer is only people means that men. It's not talking about in general, every person, right? In general, there's two types of there's two categories of people that can't testify. One category is liars, right? People that were concerned they're going to lie. The guy's a convicted perjurer. So you're not going to put the guy up again.
I will not.
You shouldn't. Right? That's A. But beyond that, there are people that are not allowed to testify for unrelated reasons, right? So, for example, let's say Aaron HaKohen had a case. So Moshe Rabbeinu wants to testify on his behalf.
Sorry.
Do we think Moshe's going to lie?
No, but it
doesn't matter.
Let's go a step further. Let's say Moshe wants to testify against him.
Still can't,
right? It has nothing to do with whether you're telling the truth or not.
Right.
That's a general rules, right? The king doesn't testify. It's not because he might tell the truth, might not tell the truth. It's a general rule for whatever reason.
Sure.
So too, it's not that women tell the truth less than men do. Right? For whatever reason, there was a decision that women don't testify, but that in no way disqualifies them from being judges. So Otosis' first answer, if I stopped you right here and I said, can a woman be a judge?
Sounds like
you say
yes.
Aye, but doesn't it say in the Mishnah that only people who can testify can judge, and she can't testify? That doesn't apply, because the Mishnah says it only means men. It only means men. This idea, the fact that women can't, that's answer number one. So Rashi's comment in our Pasha, would anyone in their right mind ever think that a woman could be a justice? Hey, Tosfos, yeah, your grandkids. that's the answer. The answer according to this answer, that's answer number one. Tosfos goes on, and says as follows. What's his proof? Kol isha kosher ladin kosher lehoid. Umid aksiva, he shafta es Yisrael, the Dvara. Aye, it says that she was a shofet, she judged. Ein lavi raya. I'm not going to bring that as proof, right? The isha kshera ladin the shema hoi mekabonos olei mishum shchina. It could be that God came and told him that Dvara is a different case.
What says Dvara isha neviyah?
Right.
So maybe if you're a Neviyah, then you can be a Shofet.
Right. Or at least or in this case, for some reason, this was an exception to the rule. That's
it's a Shema. It's not a... It's a little bit of a
Shema. Right. You said that that's a possibility. But it would seem from the first answer in Tosfos, it would seem to be clear that a woman can be a judge. This same question, it's interesting. This is how Tosfos works. On the one hand, the Gemara says A over here. On the other hand, the Gemara says B over there. They won't live together, so Tosfos asks the question, but where does he ask it? So oftentimes he asks it by Gemara A, and he asks it by Gemara B. In Gemara A, he says, how do I understand this Gemara? There's Gemara B over there. And then Gemara B, I say, how do I understand this Gemara A over there? So just like you have Tosfos and Bava Kamma saying, isn't this against Nida? There's a Tosfos and Nida saying, isn't this against Bava Kamma? And interestingly, they're different answers.
This is a general question. How do we ever know which of the Balei Tosfos?
We don't.
Different masechta. Different.
We don't. Unless it tells us it's Rabbeinu Tam or the Ri. In general, no. That's why there's not a problem. If Rashi says A over here and Rashi says B over there, we've got a problem.
But
if Tosfos says something over here and Tosfos says something over there, that doesn't bother us.
The same masechta, we don't generally say the same.
No, not even. Again, because it's just quoting, right? Whoever's malakei them, it wasn't that, okay, Rabbeinu Tam, you get Bava Kamma, and Ria Zaki, and you get, no. That's why Tosfos is a different rule. Tosfos and Nida says as follows. Kol ha-kosher ladun kosher ha-hoyin. V'im toma v'harei isha d'ksheira ladun. But don't you know that women can judge? It's really coming from a different angle here, right? Right, because here it's saying no, so he has to say aye, but we all know it's really yes. Even before, when it said yes, it's aye, but we also know it's no. Kid exhibit devara vehi shoftas Yisrael ba esahi ubashili perik the kama devava kama dashin asher tasim lefneim hishva kosev ishali ish rechol onchin shebetara. We know from devara that there are allowed to be judges. We know from devava kama there are allowed to be judges. So how? Why are you telling me now someone who can't testify can't be a judge? That doesn't work. So he goes and explains why he sees where it comes. And a woman can't testify, as we know from Shavuos. So he starts off with the same answer. No, Taka, you're right. Taka, when it says here, this Gemara, Pshat means it's only men. Inami, second answer. Nehida v'nidonin d'avi isha b'chal mikon rakum b'dayanim ein isha b'chal v'davara sahaisa dana api adibor. The answer is no, women really can't. Alright, what about Devorah? Devorah was special. For whatever reason, the Lord came down and said this is an exception. Inami, we have more answers now. Third answer. Lo haisa dana elo meramedes lehem hadadinim. Why was that saying? Someone said that she was the, she wasn't the judge.
She just taught them.
She taught in law school. She was the dean of the law school. She taught them how to, but she didn't do cases. He shofetas means that she taught all of them.
She can teach, but she can't judge.
Right, because those who can't.
But she was teachers and judges.
Right.
You can do
and those. Right. That's it. Ubi yashami posel isha rodin isti yafi mi va'omdushne anoshim she. Sheni me al pishnayim peshe edim v'istu yalfi mi v'yashiru shnei anoshim b'machana. The Rishami, it says specifically that women can't judge, and they have a different drasha for that. So again, we have a problem. On the one hand, it indicates one Gemara seems to say yes, one Gemara seems to say no, Devora seems to say yes. So at the end of the day, there are different answers. One answer is, really, women can test them, can be judges. The other one says, no, women can't. However, the Yerushalmi has no discussion. This was in the Bavli. There's maybe a yes, maybe no. The Yerushalmi says flat out no. The Rambam, oddly enough, doesn't quote any of this. If you look through the entire Rambam, Mishneh Torah, at no point does he talk about whether or not women can be judges. Left it out. Some of there were women in Spain, you'd imagine. Haven't looked into it.
Yes, there were.
Okay, good. But
when the rabbi, I'm assuming, dealt with this, it was a very different generation than now. Right? Women have developed over the years in many different ways.
So you're saying that women used to be dumb bunnies?
That's true.
But now, not as. Oh, so they used to be smart, now they're dumb? What are you saying?
Kathy Jackson, they were more committed. And I'm not saying that they're not committed to the
world. They were domestic.
There comes the point where you quit while you're behind.
This is being recorded.
For posterity.
Exactly.
This is next one. I love this.
Yes. Well, again, the argument you're making that women used to not be able to do it because they made a rule because women just weren't educated, and now we should change the rules because women are educated.
I'm not saying we should change the rules, I'm just saying that it's a different time.
And therefore what? Yes, the time has changed. And therefore?
The halacha doesn't change.
Time marches on, my friend.
I'm just saying maybe I don't happen to agree with it, but I'm saying maybe leadership roles can be defined differently because of it.
They certainly are defined differently.
Halacha doesn't change.
It worked for Vima. We know that women could read Hebrew. We said that they should do Vima because of that.
Well, no, again, we said that women were always supposed to do Zeman, and perhaps they weren't doing it because. It's not that no rules have changed, right? So too here, you know, much like it used to be that to make a fire was really hard because you had to rub two sticks together, but now flipping a light switch is very easy, so therefore on Shabbos it's not a malacha. We don't really buy that argument so much. So too, I think we're not going to accept this one either. But the Rambam's a little tricky. The Rambam doesn't really talk about this, which is odd. But Rambam has a statement that we actually discussed more in depth last summer, where he says as follows: Ein ma'amidim isha b'malchus. a woman cannot be the king, or the queen for that matter. Shenamar Alecha Melech V'lo Malka. You can't be Malka. That's what it says.
I'm sorry. Well, I can't.
It's the Rambam.
I am Malka.
We had queens.
What?
What about Helena Malka? What about Atalia?
Right.
Kings, two queens.
And how well did that work out?
Didn't work out
so good, if I remember.
Doesn't matter, but she ruled.
I guess. You know, Golda Meir also ruled.
She wasn't a queen.
Golda Meir also ruled. It doesn't make it mutter.
I mean, but no. We're not talking about modern Israel. We're talking the time of
Queens.
Beit Rishon, where supposedly they were adhering to the Torah.
Atalia supposedly held.
She was not.
Okay, I was saying. Right. So that's what it says. But then the Rambam takes it. That's a generally agreed upon comment. It's the next step that gets problematic. V'chein kol mesimo shebi Yisrael ein memanim bahem ela ish.
All public authority.
All positions of public authority has to be male. What is considered a position of public authority? That's a matter of great discussion, as we discuss. What?
Like president of shuls.
President of shuls, correct. I believe that according to the National Council will throw you out of the National Council if you have a woman as a president. Yeah, right, but OU will not. OU allows it. I'm pretty sure. Right, you can look into it. We have strong feelings.
But don't we think this is kind of short-sighted?
Again, assuming this is what God tells us to do, no.
Well, it's the Rambam.
Well, again, the Rambam didn't make up the rules.
Well, this is his commentary. I mean,
no. Again, he's quoting the Sifrei. That's his source.
Is he?
He is.
Okay.
In fact. Right? So that is the idea. Now, therefore, the Ein Mishpat suggests that this is where he said that a woman can't be a Dayan. The reason, if you look through all the halachos of Sanhedrin, etc., it's not written there because it's written here. That being a judge is a position of power, but they would call it Srara, and that's the reason why not. Now, based on that, the Ein Mishpat says, assuming that's what the Rambam holds, that opens up something very interesting. We discussed last year that the Rambam is not agreed upon by everybody. The Sefer HaChinuch, in fact, disagrees. And we saw it, if you can go online and check it out, but what we looked at was as follows. In the Sefer HaChinuch, there are back-to-back rules. One rule says, on this pasuk, of Som Tasim Alecha Melech, Melech V'lo Malka. The other says, Som Tasim Alecha Melech, Mikerev Achecha, and not a convert. A ger cannot be a king.
That was the argument against the Herod.
Right. Right. So a convert cannot be the king. If you look at the Sefer HaChinuch, it says that a convert cannot be a king or any other position of leadership. It says a woman cannot be king, queen, and. He does not put in the words or any other position of leadership. He assumes that the any other position of leadership is limited to the convert and not here. So therefore, the source is the same source by both of them. So the Rambam assumes, just like a convert is limited not only in his position in the monarchy, but in all positions of leadership, so the Rambam assumes that carries over to women as well. The Sefer HaChinuch assumes not that way. That is
who wrote that book? Sefer HaChinuch? Who's the author there?
Baal HaChinuch.
Right, right. The Minchas is the Babad. He was the commentary. But he's somebody who lived after the Rambam, but not that long after.
Okay, and do we know whether Sephardic or Ashkenaz? Or do we assume Sephardic?
Yeah,
I don't think we know. But to my knowledge, the identity of the Baal HaChinuch is unknown.
Not known.
The drush is from Som Tasim Alecha Melech is for any Sephora?
So again, that's the question.
No, but that's what the Sifrei holds?
The Sifrei sounds that way. We discussed this issue at length. But we spoke about the issue of women rabbis.
Should have accepted me to school last summer.
That's right.
I've been there.
So therefore, obviously, even according to the Rambam, the situation of a woman for any of this isn't worse than that of a convert.
It sounds like it would be better.
Right. It could be better, according to the Chinuch,
right.
Or it could be the same, but it can't be worse.
Right.
So based on that, if we look at the Ein Mishpat, says, "Alfin yas taiti near nachon the alfin the isha b'sula ladun mehechad the alfin and the ger pasul ladun." We're learning the fact that women can't judge, just like a convert can't judge. Right? Same idea. Meaning that the Rambam is following here. V'hida Rambam zal perak al mehuchas malachim halacha dal kasev zelashon imamid melach mikahal gerim. First, he says that you can't make a king from the converts. Any position of leadership. And in fact, it is true that a convert cannot be a judge. And of course, he can't be a judge. This is Shinemar Mikervachecha Tosim Alecha Melch, Kol Mesimos Shatam Mesim Loye El Mikervachecha. Any of the position of leadership has to be someone who's Mikerv from within your brothers. Ad kav humi sifrei, and that comes from the sifrei in Parsha Shoftim. Ubeshas perak hachovel, ubehalacha hey. Then again, the next halacha says, "Ein ma'amidim isha b'malchus," as it says, "Alecha melech v'lo malka." V'chein kol mesimas shebisrael ein ma'amidim ela isha ad kan. So again, this next halacha says, well, clearly it's parallel. Ugamki mesifrei, same source. Because a mixture of Megdalos, Hare Mavur, Kamod, the Alfin, and the Ger, Pasal Adun, the Komasim, Shatam Melsim, Oyim Elam, Mikervachecha. Just like we know, a convert can't be a judge. Hu Adin Isha, Dipsuo Adun. The Alfin, Makomisim, Shatam Mesim, Ema Manan, Ela Ish. Based on that, he says, okay, so that explains why the Rambam doesn't say this elsewhere, because this is the source. He said, that's why he said, I'm surprised that no one quotes this. Ulafiza nearly the commode beger choshim mesima, dafka kshadon, bekfia, ava belok fia shari. So just like, let's say we have a convert here. The convert's, let's say all of a sudden, Justice Kennedy converts. You know, he sees he wanted to do it for years, but as long as Scalia was there, he was so firm, he was so nervous, he didn't want to do it. But now that Scalia's gone, he decides it's time for him to really get his inner pizza and lox, and you know, and notch his herring, and that's what he wants to do. So we decide, you know what, this guy wouldn't make a bad die-in. He's a pretty smart guy. He's been in the business for a while. So, but he's a convert. Can you use him? So the answer is, yeah, you can. You can't force anyone to go to him. But if two parties come and say, we'd like you to try our case, then that's fine. If they accept this person as it, that'd be fine.
So tussum,
so the fact
that... Has to be Mesima, right?
Right.
He can't force you to listen
exactly.
to him. But if you want to, that's fine.
The so fact that he's been a judge...
Here? I mean, according to what you're saying, pick any Jew. Say, I want you to be my dad. I want you to hear our case.
Well, it's not the Yonim anymore. We don't deal with it.
So, again, the person that I am obligated to follow their decision is the Dayan.
He's not talking about that.
It's arbitrary who you pick.
Again, the idea is if the two parties agree on it, let's say I turn to you and I say, Alec, you owe me $5. And you say, no, I don't. So I said, let's flip a coin over it. And you say, fine. Is that okay? Is there some violation?
There's no suit here. No, we're not going to a third party.
Well, again, there is a suit. I'm suing you for $5.
Well, yeah, but there's no arbitration. We're not going to a third party to settle it.
Okay, but...
You say yes, I say no. I say flip a coin. Now I'm a postulator.
Well, I say, turn to you. I say, tell you what, let's go to Marsha's dog and ask him, Cindy, what do you think? If he barks once...
No, I don't think
scratch
he's, he's worse off than the gear, I think.
That's just like, right.
Now,
so
Ms. Marina, we're not talking about
Dayanim. Right. So the idea is that there used to be a concept of kfiyah, and there's still, to a certain extent, there's a concept of kfiyah, forcing. Right? I get a call from state court, from federal court, and they say you're here by summons. And I say I don't want to come. Right. So they don't take that well, probably. Right. So, so to a Beis Din.
Can you put some
You can. I'll see what it's worth. He'll be able to sell his books easier. That's about all that happens.
In Baltimore, they actually have a big sign.
Can you force people to the Beis Din?
So again, the question. So religiously, yes. Practically, what will happen if you say no? Yeah, that's a good question. So based on this, let's just move on a little. There's a meeting I was supposed to be at 5 minutes ago next door.
I still don't understand. Kennedy was a judge before, so.
No, but he's not a Beis Din judge. He's not a Dayan.
No, I get that. But okay. I'm saying, you know, he comes with a lot of
gravitas.
Yeah, there you go. right. So, wouldn't that hold for something?
Nope.
Okay.
So he comments. So based on that. Assuming that we can get, if people would agree, we would be able to go and have the convert try the case. So to a woman, if we have a case,
see, that's what I'm saying.
And
all along I thought when you said Dayan, we're talking about an established Beis Din. He's the Dayan of that Beis Din.
Right.
They can summon people to come.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't have to agree. They will be put in cherem if they don't come. They don't respond to the summons.
Shoftim v'shotrim. We'd send the shotrim after him.
Right. Mm-hmm. But the kind of dayan we establish when we do on Rosh Hashanah, when we ask for a mechila for any.
Well, but I'm talking. Let's talk about a typical civil case, not a criminal case. We're talking about a civil case here, right? So we could agree. I could summons you to a Beis Din, or we could agree to arbitrate. We could agree to mediate. Right?
So you're referring to a dayan.
So we're saying that, so the convert cannot be a sitting dayan.
Right. Oh, okay.
However, if the parties agree.
An arbitrator.
What? Right. Okay. The parties could agree.
It sounds like.
You're not a dayan if you're an arbitration. Not really a dayan.
All dayanim and make sure the parties sign arbitration agreements at this point first. I don't do cases without it.
It's just a legal thing.
It's ability to get people to listen to you. It's
you're not
paskening,
though.
See, I'm going to write a psak. And because you signed this, the other guy can go to court. And
yeah, but so that's. I don't know if it's.
So.
There's a discussion.
So it would seem.
Gap down here. You're either going to break that up or join in.
More fries. So based on this, even if you tell me that a woman can't be a judge, a woman only can be a judge in a case where she's forcing someone to come, right? According to the Ein Mishpat, if the parties agree that we would like a woman to be a judge, that would be fine. Now that's interesting because there's a problem with that. It makes logical sense. But wait a second. We just went through two Tosfos that asked the following question. What was Devorah doing trying cases? Wouldn't have this been a better answer? Tosfos never offered this answer.
The people selected her to
yes.
be arbitrator.
Right. That would have been a pretty good answer. So the question is, why? Tosfos was a smart guy. He was a bunch of smart guys even. So
because he's talking about a different type of diet.
Why? But there could be.
He's talking about a selected arbiter, it could be even a gear.
But why?
He's talking about a sitting.
Let me say it to you this way. They decided to use her, Sifi, a lot more Dionys than she was the teacher. And they did answer that.
Right.
So don't.
She talked, but because she still didn't judge. She just said.
Right, but again, he shofetes sounds.
You as a judge and you're Beis Din,
mm-hmm.
you can go and access sources from anywhere to gain information about how to adjudicate a case,
mm-hmm.
including to Ruth Bader, if
right.
God forbid you should have an occasion to do that.
Mm-hmm. Notorious RBG herself.
All right.
Okay.
That's what Torah was doing. She was a consultant, and Dayana went her, but she never judged her judge.
Right, but again, but according to that answer,
that was not.
But I'm saying is that Tosis, that answer in my mind is more of a reach than to say she actually tried the cases. They just agreed to come. Because she was top people wanted.
because Tosfos is trying to talk about a sitting judge, not a selected, determined.
But again, but consultant is a sitting judge.
No.
Right. So, but Tosfos did say that. That's the problem with this answer. The problem is, why didn't Tosfos come up with this? This was right. But Moshe Feinstein has an interesting tshuva. We really focused on the tshuva before this last year. Can a woman be a mashgiach? Right? So Baruch Hashem. In Edos, we got rid of our woman mashgiach. So last week, we're going male now. Right? Now that Lolly...
We'll see how that works out.
So... So Rav Moshe said that a woman can be a mashgiach, or mashgicha, actually, is what she could be. And the question that is asked is, so someone wrote back, they were very disturbed by this, and said, isn't it a position of srara? To which he said, I think the Rambam's wrong. I think the chinuch is right. So it's interesting, we're running a little late, I give you the first paragraph, which is a good read, because... The person wrote back and said, well, you know what this is going to lead to?
Yeah,
you know what it's going to lead to? It's going to lead to women rabbis. Moshe said, no, it won't. No Orthodox synagogue is ever going to suggest that a woman rabbi. He said, the people that aren't Orthodox, so whatever I say, they don't care about. And if a person's Orthodox enough to care what I say about, they would never think about doing something like this. So that's I left that paragraph in just as a memorable one. That's the first. But then, more related to us, is where Moshe says as follows, that I don't follow the Rambam means that I think the problem of Dayanus is something else. The problem of Dayanus is what? It's kol ha-kosher lodun kosher lahaid. At the end of the day, when the Shulchan Aruch says a woman can't be a Dayan, it's not because it's a position of Sarara. No, I don't think it's a problem of a woman to have a position of Sarara. He said, I think that's fine. We don't follow that Rambam. Rather, the problem is what? It's a specific problem that if you can't judge, you can't. If you can't testify, you can't judge. And therefore, you can't tell me it's the same thing as a ger. Because can a ger testify?
Yes.
Sure. Absolutely. So to say that just like if you accept a ger... No. If you're following the Rambam, I'll buy that. But just like I said, a woman can be a mashgiach because I don't think we really follow the Rambam in this case. So too, a woman cannot judge even if you accept her. Because what ends up being the more liberal approach by giving women positions of power until you turn it around becomes the less liberal approach here because it has nothing to do with that's a leadership position. For whatever reason there was a woman that women don't testify and just like they made up for whatever reason women don't, they also don't judge. It has nothing to do with that it's a position of power, etc.
How's the understanding of the Gemara, this theory of the Gemara then?
Like one of the other answers in Tosfos. Either that she was teaching, either she was the person.
They can be presidents of schools.
What?
So they can be. They can be.
So it would seem, based on Rav Moshe, that they can. And in fact, I believe that is the OU that's position, with the caveat that you gave. Yeah. So. La halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Isha."
Sing the announcements. That's what I read.
What?
Did you sing the announcement?
So that's a deep question.
Right?
As long as she doesn't say the magic words, the Erev is up. That's all that matters. And she'd like to welcome everyone who's davening with us today. So the Shulchan Aruch says clearly, this is the entirety, I sometimes abridge, I usually put the three dots to indicate it. This is the Isha P'sula Ladun. That's the entire discussion. Three words. There's no Ramah. That's it.
Right, no block.
The Aruch HaShulchan spells it out a little more. Ish psula lodim im neshi psula chol hatmanos. He says it's like the Rambam. They can't do any of it. Som tasim olacha mikar v'achacha kol sivos she'atay mesim hi mikol minei hatmanos o ye ela ish. Quotes the Rambam as the actual reason the Aruch HaShulchan. Da mikar v'achacha ksiv lo mikar v'achi yosecha. Masha devara shaftas Yisrael. Lo ha'isadana ela mulamedes lehem she'adonu kach v'kach. He goes with the other two answers. Or they were accepted. It sounds from the Aruch HaShulchan, perhaps.
Wow.
Right, but it sounds from that that if you wanted to accept a woman, the Orech HaShulchan seems to be saying yes, because he's relying on the Rambam, as opposed to Reb Moshe, who said no. All right.